Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is hour number two, and this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at Aero Precision USA. I was hearing myself. AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Now listen, somebody in the chat room, I'm streaming right now, somebody at the end of this hour needs to remind me to turn off my camera. Because I disconnect everything and then I leave this. It's not the most expensive cinema camera there is, but it's my cinema camera, so I don't want to burn it up or something. So somebody please take it upon yourselves to remind me at the end of this to turn that off. One of the things that the left loves to do is put a conservative into a box. This is all part of the identity politics thing that they like to play. We're either, they want to paint us some way. We're all a bunch of religious, gun-toting, redneck racists. They don't take the time to get to know us. They don't take the time to talk to us and find out what we believe and why we believe it. And they fail to see that we have a very strong regard for the Constitution, a very strong sense of patriotism. Something they can't fathom. Not because they can't grasp the concept, but because they never make the effort to hear our words. Filmmaker Rex Chapman proved that theory true on Tuesday when he shared a video of armed black men in Georgia and assumed that people didn't like it, insinuating others were upset to see African-Americans open carrying. I hate to tell you this, Rex, but I've seen that for a very long time. before all this stuff happened in Atlanta, I used to go down to Atlanta all the time, and I'd be going like into the IKEA store or the Varsity or various places that I would go, and there would be all kinds of people open carrying, because you can open carry in Georgia, and some of those would be black. And I didn't care. Why would I care? They're not talking to me. They're not looking at me. They're just going about their business. Most people are just normal people, Rex. Anyway, the caption is, white folks with guns came out to intimidate Black Lives Matter protesters and support Confederate monuments. So the next day, these guys came out, but people didn't like it, even though it's an open carry state. Well, no, you know what? I didn't have any feelings about it one way or the other. They're obviously there because they're not going up and confronting anybody. They're young. They're black. But that's it. And they've got weapons. And that's it, man. Listen, I see people with weapons all the time. Black, white, plaid. You know, it just doesn't matter to me. There's a video out right now, and you can go find it in various places. But in this video, the man asking the questions is a reporter. And he's trying to understand the situation and motivation of these individuals. Are they here to defend themselves? Are they here to loot and riot? Are they trying to intimidate people? What was their end goal? Those were all questions that are valid and should be asked of anyone, especially when protests and riots have taken place across the nation in response to the death of George Floyd. But while these guys, these young men, they didn't have a... They were saying that, you know, they were here to defend these people that couldn't defend themselves. Good on you, young fella. Good on you. The fact that you're black means nothing to me. If you see something happening in your community, you want to step up and you want to do it, and I know right now you got the blue flu happening in Atlanta, you do it. Good on you. But then we get this. Novelist Alison Burnett was giddy about the possibility of those with a gun obsession to become unhinged over black people open carrying a gun, which is perfectly legal in Georgia. And it's, you know, this is the thing. You know what? Let me just read you. Let me just read you this stuff from what's her name? Nicole? Alison Burnett. I've been saying this for years, that the only way to get the right to consider its gun obsession is to have people of color walking down our city streets legally armed to the teeth. I'm thrilled to see this. See, this is supposed to be like a reverse thing on us. Yeah. A reverse thing where we're going to just decide that guns are, you know, this is only for Confederate people. Then radio personality Chip Franklin automatically assumed that everyone who carries a gun is also supportive of keeping the Confederate flag in place. He put out there, how do Confederate flag waivers like the Second Amendment now? Well, you know. I'm from the South. I'm not a Confederate flag waiver. I'm sort of ambivalent about it. Couldn't care one way or the other. I still like the Second Amendment. Second Amendment's for everybody there, whatever your name is, Chip. The problem with all of this is that the assumptions that are made about Second Amendment supporters. Truth is this. Those of us who value the right to keep and bear arms value human life and the need to protect it. All life. All life. Young, old, black, white, green, fuchsia, you know, pick a color. We hope to never have to rely on a firearm to defend ourselves or our loved ones, but we acknowledge that there is evil in the world. So we want everyone to practice their Second Amendment right. It doesn't matter if someone is a man or a woman. It doesn't matter if he or she is straight, bi, gay, lesbian, or transgender. It doesn't matter if they're Christian, Muslim, Buddhist, or pagan. The idea is the same. Every life is precious in his sight. So every person has the ability and the right to carry a firearm as long as they're law-abiding and take the responsibility seriously and undergo training. I would like for them to practice their God-given rights. Saying goes, I'd rather be judged by 12 than carried by 6, and it means you'd rather be prepared and not need your firearm than need it and not have it. So these cats that are out there thinking that we're out there going, oh my God, black people are carrying guns, the only answer can possibly be for none of us to have guns. You don't know us very well, do you? No. We advocate for everybody to practice their Second Amendment right. It doesn't matter if they're, you know, black, white, Asian, Native American, mixed race, I don't care. Allison, you're just wrong. And as far as Allison, listen, if you by chance were listening to this, before you get all, you know, jacked and hyped about this, maybe you better talk to us before you attempt to judge us. Maybe you should go talk to Rick Ector. Maybe you should go talk to Ken Blanchard. Maybe you should talk to Maj Touray or Colleen Noir or Antonia Okafor. And go talk to these people. Go talk to them. These are just the ones I know the names of. I see people all the time online that are just, they just happen to be black. They're conservative. They carry guns. They are my fellow citizens, my fellow travelers in the United States of America today. Very pleased that they are out there. You can all assume that you have all of us in it with this obsession about guns. It's not obsession. I'm obsessed with freedom and liberty. The guns just happen to be part of the lifestyle. It's about realizing that police are minutes away, or in Atlanta, that maybe never. I have to be my own first responder. And if they want to understand more about this life, all they have to do is ask. I would love to talk to an anti-gunner. Welcome him with open arms. Come here, let me try to explain to you what's going on. Now, if you're working to disarm me while hiding behind armed guards, well, we probably don't have too much to talk about now, do we? Be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out. at aeroprecisionusa.com. Hang on a minute. Let me send this out until I figure this out. Yeah. Boom. Anyway. James Madison said this, democracies have been found incompatible with personal security and rights of property, and in general, been as short as their lives as they've been violent in their deaths. I need to remind you of something. Police departments, police officers are not required by law to specifically protect you, any particular individual, in any particular circumstance. Two cases that establish that in case law, Warren versus the District of Columbia and Gonzalez versus Castle Rock. If the police arrive too late, or if they get there on time and they're completely incompetent when they get there, when they handle that emergency, they are not individually criminally liable. So when individual police officers are found to be derelict in their duty, they can be disciplined by their department, including being fired. Sometimes maybe the chief will be forced to resign, but no one goes to jail because this has all been being handled internally. Even when derelict and or incompetent police officers have still made no crime, so they are subject to department sanctions only. Now, when police officers, as they actively pursue their duties, are found to have violated somebody's civil rights, even unintentionally, they can be charged with a crime and not only lose their jobs and pensions, but maybe go to jail. They can be forced to spend every dime their family has or is ever going to have and defend themselves in criminal court. And like I said, they may go to prison for years. One of the reasons that elections matter are appointments and other elections that people ride that wave with, you know, or unless George Soros funds it. Agenda-driven leftist prosecutors at the direction of a cop-hating Democrat mayor and or governor will happily pursue blatantly unmeritorious criminal charges against innocent police officers for purely political purpose, as we've seen and as we're seeing now. So, police officers do not want to become a stepping stone for some amoral leftist prosecutor in his lustful pursuit to becoming attorney general. Many officers believe they are left with not very many choices. Which brings me to my question. Does anybody out there have any question about why violent crime in these same cities is coming off the chart? I mean, it's just going crazy. Then when you add, if you want to add insult to injury, Democrat mayors and city councils are infusing punitive budget cuts upon their own police departments, and the resultant inadequate staffing translates to depleted shifts, nobody available to respond to an emergency call, no backup available when patrolling officers get in over their heads. This is why you see a lot of police departments just standing down on their own now. Now, there's two kind of stand downs. And, I think this is important to understand. Like in Portland, Ted Wheeler, who was is he still the mayor of Portland? I don't know. He was the mayor of Portland. He may still be. And he was also the chief of police. So as mayor, he could use his political agenda and he could tell his chief of his police to stand down. And then the Antifa could just beat anybody they wanted to. And they could, pull people out of cars and just tear them up. Anything you wanted done. That's one kind. That's a stand down order. What's happening now in these major cities is worse. It's worse. It's much worse. It's going to be one of these things that there's no easy comeback from. You want, now, does anybody wonder why these mayors and city council members in these same cities are very quietly spending tax dollars to create what amounts to their own heavily armed private police department assigned with the exclusive task of protecting only them? Mercenaries, if you will. This is just evil. This is evil as the day is long. So that's the problem. In these big cities, where they're defunding, abolishing, you know, taking all this stuff away, in New York City, New York City is going to become the caricature that it is in Escape from New York. You know, except it won't have Snake Plissken or Lee Van Cleef hanging out there. That's the problem. All of these things that are happening right about now have the only basis they have is going to be one of people taking it into their own hands, their own first responders. But in places like New York City, where this is happening, where they've got so many guys that are just quitting, retiring, they're staying up all night watching the clock going, oh, it's midnight, I retire. Here's my shield, I retire. They are becoming, it's going to get to the point to where one day you're going to be calling police in some of these cities. Or they, if you're smart, you just won't go to these cities. Going into a city where there is no rule of law is like a bad video game. It's like one of those dystopian video games where you're driving in there and you're coming up on roadblocks and all this other stuff, or, you know, those highway dividers put up there in a makeshift roadblock, or a bunch of people dressed and armed standing in solidarity, brother, blocking your way. And if you pull up close enough to them, well, they're just going to, they're just going to pull you out and beat you half to death, or maybe all the way to death. Or they're going to shoot at you. That's a new thing. They're shooting at people as they slow them down at these crosswalks. You need to pay attention to what's going on, where you're at, how it's going, and then understand that nobody's coming. In the best of circumstances, nobody's going to be coming. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives, with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump admitted that White House Coronavirus Task Force member Dr. Anthony Fauci has made a lot of mistakes in how he's handled the messaging during the coronavirus pandemic.
Dr. Fauci's a nice man, but he's made a lot of mistakes. Like, you don't have to ban him coming in from very infected China. I did it anyway, and we saved hundreds of thousands of lives. I banned Europe from coming in when Italy and when France and Spain were having all the problems, and we saved hundreds of thousands of lives. A lot of people said, don't do it. They've been wrong about a lot of things.
A massive heat wave is affecting much of the country, with the National Weather Service forecasting 75 or more record high temperatures to be approached or broken from today through Tuesday alone, and that number is expected to grow. Temperatures in Phoenix and Las Vegas could reach 115 degrees. This is USA Radio News. Goya Foods is facing backlash from the left after its CEO praised President Trump at a White House event on Thursday. After a petition started online circulating to boycott his company, CEO Robert Onanoe tells Fox News he's not being treated fairly.
It's suppression of speech. In 2012, 8 years ago, I was called by Michelle Obama to Tampa. They called on us as the most recognized Hispanic brand in the United States, and I went. I went to the White House later, and I introduced in Hispanic Heritage Month, President Obama. I'm not apologizing for saying, and especially if you're called by the President of the United States, you're going to say, no, I'm sorry, I'm busy, no thank you. I didn't say that to the Obamas, and I didn't say that to President Trump.
Wall Street ending the week on an up note, the Dow closing up 369 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Have you noticed how bad everybody wants everybody to go back to school? Now, the teachers. I find that interesting that everybody wants everybody to go back to school. But in the meantime, the teachers are afraid because they fell for the whole COVID pandemic thing. So the actual plan, which was to make everybody afraid, worked. So they don't want to go back to school. The reason that I see some people wanting, I understand that children should be in school. They need the socialization. They need to get out there and learn some things and, you know, that kind of stuff. But in certain schools, it's nothing more than an indoctrination in some cases. So I think right now, this is our time to not let a good crisis go to waste, which in this current crisis means we have to use the fact that our universities have shown themselves to be a petri dish swimming with all this anti-American ideology. We're seeing the fruits of that in the media. We're seeing the fruits of that in Hollywood. All of these 30-somethings and, you know, late 30s and 40-something people, yeah. And we get, you know, if we look at all of these pre-existing trends, we could take this time to lance this particular cultural boil, if you will. So let me be clear about this. Academia Today is a pack of rabid reds. and we need to put them down like their old Yeller. And academia itself is loaded up the 12 gauge. They will say that we oppose academia because we're stupid Neanderthals just like Trump. No. We would only be stupid if we let this undead institution on. This entire wokeness idiocy is the result of some hack academics peddling these half-baked theories that justify the consolidation of elite power at the expense of those of us who don't live on the diploma dole. Although they do want us to pay for it. They'd be happy for us to pay for it. And the bizarre language, we must struggle to decolonize the cisnormative paradigm to purge the structural racism caused by the male gaze and amplify whiny, entitled voices. If somebody were to actually talk like that to me, I would probably pull like a yield sign out of the road and start beating them with it, just because I can't stand that kind of stuff. This is all performance art. And this is part of the media-friendly insurrection. Notice how they only get frisky in jurisdictions where they can count on the pinko mayors to hold back the constables with the nightsticks and the guns. Where they know that if they do get picked up, the local DA is just going to give them a slap on the wrist and, you know, tassel their hair before they put their black mask back on and send them back out there, you scamps. This is all a direct result of indoctrination of the colleges that we financially support and have been. And why should we be doing this? I don't feel any moral obligation to subsidize a generation of brats. And the only thing really keeping academia attached to the body politic like the institutional deer tick is that it was the widespread and baseless belief that our universities somehow are our culture's crucial repositories of knowledge and learning. But it's kind of hard to argue that when it belches forth graduates who decide to show that Black Lives Matter by knocking over statues of Abe Lincoln and Frederick Douglass. Now, if these bozos are considered educated, I will stick with the allegedly ignorant all day long, all day long. At least someone with an Ivy League degree can give me a hand changing my oil, or as you know, defending the Constitution with a rifle. On the plus side, I like my chances in a revolution sparked by a generation that thinks words can be violence. I know what violence is. I know, I've seen it, I know how to bring it. Words are not violence, snowflakes. And since none of them have ever heard of Fort Sumter, because that's actual history instead of the grievance telling, none of them are hip to the fact that Democrats are already 0-1 on starting fights with their bizarre and repellent racist dogma. So this decision to use academia's institutional credibility as a cultural chamber pot comes at just the wrong time. See, video and computer technology are already making the old giant lecture hall model obsolete even before the bat soup flu. You get the same level of loving personal attention staring at an iPad in your house as you do staring at the teacher's assistant 100 yards away from you in a behemoth lecture hall. And you don't have to breathe in either the viruses or the scent of the old Pabst Blue Ribbon wafting off of the unwashed bodies of your fellow students. It's just a lovely thing. And adding insult to insult is the idea that you have to pay upwards of $50,000 or more a year for the college experience. I like the Porsche experience. I like the shooting experience. I like the financially okay, sort of secure experience. And although I do like the Porsche experience, I've chosen the Ford experience. But one way or the other, you get there either way. Just the latter way, you're not impoverished for the rest of your life. Now, because it's the Ivy League and that same institution that brought us the Wall Street collapse, Iraq, and a society where the nonsense scribbled down in white fragility is not immediately laughed out of polite company, we now have Harvard demanding full tuition for the 2020-2021 academic year, conducted completely by video learning. Now, if you don't get to go, listen, if you're thinking about going to Harvard, and you don't get to go somewhere and buy polo shirts and pink, pinpoint Oxford shirts and button-ups and all this other stuff, and wear your loafers with no socks and, you know, tasseled jackets and all this other stuff, if you don't get to do that, you shouldn't be paying full price for it. It doesn't matter. And you know what? A lot of people don't have diplomas hanging on their wall that say Harvard across them. They're overpriced, they're inefficient, and not merely useless, but actually they're detrimental to society. And sure, I'm sold on academia just the way they are. Yeah. So let's take this time to burst this societal pimple. Instead of defending the police, let's defund the universities. All the kids love defunding, right? Can't you just imagine? Let the schools compete in the market. And there will be some marquee schools that will flourish, but there's always going to be rich daddies willing to pay the premium to send Caden or Ashley to a four-year party on some leafy campus, but it's going to force the other schools to provide value or die. And, you know, good riddance. Then let's tax the endowments. The Ivy League is really a bunch of hedge funds pretending to be schools anyway. It would be tempting to redistribute the endowments to schools that have less money and watch those people scamper away from the socialism they pretend to love like roaches from a kitchen light. Because, of course, they should have to pay their fair share. And the problem is that it would be a lifeline to the colleges that will fail, and we want them to die so the tax money can go to buy weapons to sink the Shycom submarines. Third, the student loans need to come from the school and to be dischargeable in bankruptcy. The school's going to be a lot less eager to say, sure, go ahead and major in Norwegian feminist dance theory. If they're on the hook with their young scholar can't get a gig and can't pay back that sticker price. Fourth, real free speech, real ideological diversity. Or let's just let them die. You can choose. I'm flexible. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Here we go!
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. You know, one thing I've been wondering about, to a certain degree, even though I know some of the answers, is why is it so bad in the urban city? Why is there so much crime to fight in the urban city? Like Atlanta. Atlanta is not quite as urban as, say, New York City. But they just had another weekend of violence, and we're coming up on another one, which I hope is not as bad. Last weekend, nearly three dozen were shot and five were killed, including an eight-year-old little girl. Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms has said, enough is enough. But, you know, this is just shaped oxygen escaping her face. Because her worldview is corrupted by her view of the left and the way she regards things and how they should be, which is the case with the leadership in virtually every major U.S. city. Because while she's saying enough is enough, there's no real solution there. Now, the governor of Georgia, who's a Republican named Brian Kemp, he stepped in and ordered the activation of 1,000 National Guard troops in order to protect state property and patrol the streets of Atlanta. That's actually a necessary step to take. Governor Kemp declared, and I give this to you verbatim, peaceful protests were hijacked by criminals with a dangerous, destructive agenda. Now innocent Georgians are being targeted, shot, and left for dead. This lawlessness must be stopped and order restored in our capital city. I have declared a state of emergency and called up the Georgia Guard because the safety of our citizens comes first. This measure will allow troops to protect state property and dispatch state law enforcement officers to patrol our streets. Enough with the tough talk. We must protect the lives and livelihoods of all Georgians. Now, in Atlanta, and this is sort of an experiment to watch. We're going to see how this works out. Atlanta and New York, especially. What's going on in Atlanta is, you have plummeting police department morale. because the police were tarred and feathered with a very wide brush on this whole incorrect supposition of systemic racism. Throughout all of America, if you're white, I'm talking to you, if you're white, you're racist. You just don't know it. And, of course, the police are. Not only are they racist, I mean, even the black officers and the Asian officers and the Hispanic officers, they're racist. But they don't know it either. So as a result, police officers have been targeted for violence and mayhem just because they wear a uniform and they're out there doing their job. In addition, while they're facing this out on the streets where that's their office, when they actually come into their real office, they are getting the same thing. Because their superiors are waiting to score some political points. So now you have the blue flu, which is sweeping a lot of police departments, especially Atlanta. And this means dangerous areas of Atlanta are not seeing the usual police presence. And thus is the need for the Georgia National Guard. Now, Mayor Bottoms didn't want the National Guard in there. She didn't want that. This is the extension now as we see the maturation of the Ferguson effect. And it was coined by Heather McDonald that says when police stop or reduce policing because of political pressure, community pressure, department policies, and the like, then criminals are emboldened. Why not? And crime increases. Because of the Democratic relentless and dishonest campaign against law enforcement, the Ferguson effect has led to U.S. cities becoming more and more dangerous. John Nolte said, the obvious and predictable result is a rise in violent crime that only hurts predominantly poor black inner-city neighborhoods. Now, just the other day, Don Lemon, he had Terry Crews on the on his show, and he was saying, he threw it out there. You know, Black Lives Matter is not about all Black Lives Matter. It's only about black lives that happen in police brutality if there's white guys as the police. Doesn't matter if, you know, we can't really do it if a black officer does it. But if it's a white guy doing a white police officer doing it to a black guy, that's where we get Black Lives Matter. Now, I guess the supposition here for these guys that actually believe this nonsense is that you and I don't think Black Lives Matter. Now, I'm not, you know, whatever, what kind of ist somebody wants to stick to me. The only thing that I probably am is a realist. And in my realistic look at the world, I get this idea that we're sort of all in this together. And in the course of my travels in this nearly 60 years I've spent on this rock, I have come across the paths of many different people. And I have both admired some of them and loathed some of the others. And it's never been about their pigment. It's always been about who they are. Nobody taught me that. This is just what I am. And I'm not anti-racist, whatever that is. I do unto others. It's a very simple thing. Very simple thing. So, while we're all in here and we're all talking about this stuff about the Ferguson effect, I've been just wondering why the urban areas of America require more policing in the first place. Why is it that certain parts of America, whether it's cities or towns or schools, require very little policing, and they see almost no crime? And the answer is simple, because it's not just the Ferguson effect, it's the fatherless effect. Wherever you see a family with a married father and mother who regularly attend church, crime is almost non-existent. And sound morality has long revealed this to be the case. But if you require it, there are multiple studies out there that have also shown that children raised by a married mother and father are better citizens. They're less likely to commit crimes, more likely to perform well in school. EIEIO. And additionally, multiple studies have shown that religious Americans are more involved with their families, less likely to divorce, do better financially. They'll donate their time, their other resources to their communities. They're happier, they're healthier. than their non-religious counterparts. The modern leftist war on the family and faith has been particularly devastating to fathers, and this has been particularly devastating to the youth of America in kind. And the thing that is often glossed over is the fact that these fatherless young men looking for acceptance, looking for role models in these inner cities, the only place they can find it is a gang. There they can find acceptance and love and everything, and then their life expectancy plunges. Where yours and mine is 78 or 80 or whatever it is, theirs is maybe, what, 6-7 years after they join a gang, if they're really lucky. And when you're talking about a young man that is maybe 13, 14 years old joining a gang, you can see what's happening. And yet nobody on the left is outraged by this absolute loss of life of entire generations of young black men simply because we're not going to go in there because we're not after the law breaking, we're after the law abiding. And for all of those that continue to go with the Democratic Party and what they get out there, there's only one other thing that kills young black men more than gang violence, and that's abortion. That's Margaret Sanger's baby. That's Planned Parenthood. So, it's the Ferguson effect, and it's the fatherless effect. Hour number three is inbound. We're about to talk to Dean Weingarten. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
We know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.